Kevin Smith. He's a Republican candidate, U.S. Senate race, and he is putting out a challenge to Senator Maggie Hassan to visit the southwest border. And Kevin Smith joins us. And I guess Mr. Smith wants to go to Washington. I'm sorry, Kevin. It's Friday. I had to throw that in there. How are you?
Jack, I'm doing great. It's great to be back on with you.
Well, this is interesting. I've pointed out in commentary the hypocrisy of the national news media, and I would say the Democratic leaders in Washington ignoring the southwest border, because we have fentanyl coming into New Hampshire. In January, we had record overdose numbers of fentanyl. We know it's coming right in over the border. We have a humanitarian crisis. We have the same conditions, only worse, in this administration, with holding areas of migrants trying to come in from South America. It's a complete and utter mess, but you don't see it on CBS, ABC, NBC, nope. MSM. You know, you don't see it. And tell us about what your challenge is and why you're going to the border.
Sure. So, well, and you just nailed it on the head. I mean, right now, everything that's making the news is the growing issue that's on the border of Russia and Ukraine. And look, that's an important issue, and we should be paying close attention to it. But frankly, it shouldn't be more important than the crisis that we have going on in the southern border. And you just hit upon a lot of the big problems down there right now. We have well over 2 million arrests of illegal migrants that have been trying to come to the country since President Biden took office. And Mexico is now the dominant source of fentanyl to the United States. And continually, Joe Biden and Maggie Hassan just continue to stick their heads in the sand on this issue. You know, overdose rates, Jack, are the highest that they've been since 2018 right here in New Hampshire. In fact, we had a tragic death of a toddler who suffocated because her parents overdosed at a truck stop off of exit 5 last year. You know, it's absolutely tragic. So that's why I'm going directly to the border next week, because I care a lot about this crisis. Border Patrol is going to give me a tour of the several areas of concern, and I want to see it firsthand for myself. And as you know, as far as the challenge to Senator Hassan, I did invite her to come with me to this, and frankly, her response was that she's actually worked to strengthen border security, which we know is absolutely not the case. And so that's why, you know, I've been calling her Maggie Hassan. Because this is just another area where Maggie hasn't done her job for New Hampshire in securing the border.
Kevin, I think if Maggie Hassan had said yes, she'd go to the border with you, it might have been a national news story. No, I'm kidding. I don't think that. let me switch gears. We had Senator Hassan on the show, and I think she has some oversight on one of the committees. It's interesting.
She does. She's on the Homeland Security Committee.
Yeah, no, I just can't believe the hypocrisy on the border when it comes to the administration, the president, Representative Ocasio-Cortez, and what she said during the Trump-Pence era, likening the conditions to a concentration camp, which I think is a very dangerous analysis to the Holocaust and what happened to the Jewish people.
Absolutely.
With the Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, she was railing against what was happening, and now the same stuff that the Obama-Biden team had, and you see these thousands of people living under a bridge, the humanitarian crisis, the cartel is trafficking vulnerable people trying to get in there. You have the smugglers.
Exactly.
You have fentanyl. It's a mess. Hey, let me switch gears. Maggie Hassan was on the show earlier this week, made some news talking about energy prices, inflation, and gas prices. And she's in favor of suspending the gas tax to the end of the year to give people about an 18-cent break at the pump. Is that good, or do you credit her for that?
Well, look, at Jack, we all know this is an election year gimmick. You know, I mean, she hasn't spoken out at all against the Biden administration's terrible energy policies, things like cutting off the Keystone pipeline. You know, just we went from being energy independent, now we're energy dependent, and we're importing oil and gas from places like Russia and Iran, frankly our enemies, and she hasn't spoken out about this at all. And the utter hypocrisy here, as we all know, Senator Hassan, when she was governor, supported the gas tax increase. So you know, this is, look, they realize they're doing terrible in the polls and that it's not going to be in a pretty election year for them this year. And so they're trying to do anything they can now, you know, to increase their positive numbers in the polls. And it's not going to work. People can see through this. So, you know, it's just I keep going back to, she's been an absent senator in so many areas. And this is another one. Jack, just incidentally, I want to mention this too, just going back to the border for a second. I had a great conversation yesterday with a gentleman who actually was a graduate of Londonderry High School, who's been working on the southern border in Arizona for the last 15 years with Border Patrol. He told me it is the worst he's ever seen it. Absolute worst he's ever seen it, because they don't even have the resources to deal with the influx of people coming over the border right now. And he said what's so frustrating is they're being told to release so many of them. He said hundreds a day they're just releasing. And as you said, it's not even just the drugs. It's in many cases criminals that are coming over, and also the human trafficking that's happening as well. This is a national security crisis. The Biden administration, Senator Hassan, they've done nothing about it.
Right.
I'm going down there to check it out for myself. And Jack, I look forward to coming back on your show and talking about what I saw.
Or touch base and be on for 10 minutes when you're there. Kevin Smith, before we let you go, fundraising is a bad, tough, challenging part of any job running for office. You know, people always talk about taking money out of politics, but it takes millions to run for politics. Senator Hassan has raised a lot of money. Some would say the Republicans, one of our analysts, Brad Card, said one thing people in Washington are looking for as it pertains to you or Chuck Morris or Don Baldick is who can raise the money, who can take on Maggie Hassan. And I guess the question is, how is the fundraising going?
Going very well, Jack. You know, I'm spending a lot of time doing it. As you said, it's kind of the necessary evil of politics. But to be competitive, you do have to raise funds. And that's why I'm spending a lot of time doing it every day. I think people will be surprised when they see, you know, a town manager, someone who's been out of politics for a while, how much money I've been able to raise. I think it's going to raise some eyebrows. And put it this way, I'm very encouraged by the response I've been getting. And if people listening to your show right now want to donate, they can go to kevinsmithforsenate.com and make a donation there.
All right. We'll get you. When are you going to the border?
I'll be there on Monday of next week.
All right. We'll touch base. Kevin Smith, one of the Republican candidates running for the U.S. Senate. Thanks for joining us on this Friday morning.